Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 65. Full forecast details are coming up. First District Congressman Paul Ryan is scheduled to be in the area tomorrow for private appearances at two area businesses. The Speaker of the House is scheduled to attend an employee town hall and ribbon-cutting ceremony at Burlington Graphic Systems on Chicory Road at 1 o'clock. Prior to that, Ryan will hold an employee town hall at WPC Technologies in Oak Creek. Neither event is open to the public. One of the Democrats seeking to unseat First District Congressman Ryan says just 12 days before the second quarter campaign finance deadline, his campaign has raised more than $430,000. Randy Bryce's campaign says that shattered fundraising records. The money came from more than 16,000 donors from all 50 states, with the average contribution of just $25. Campaign says support for Bryce, the iron worker from Caledonia, comes not only from donations, noting he has gained nearly 100,000 new Twitter followers since the launch of his campaign and 31,000 followers on Facebook. The Racine Common Council meets in Committee of the Whole at 6 o'clock tonight ahead of its regular business meeting to talk about a special election for mayor that has yet to be scheduled. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
City Finance Director Dave Brown and City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin requested the discussion with aldermen about the timing and the logistics of a special election once Mayor John Dickert formally announces a date for his resignation. That announcement will trigger a process which first will lead to Council President Dennis Weiser taking over as mayor. That is per city ordinance. He'll be in charge until the outcome of the special election leads to the swearing in of the new mayor. That person will serve until April 2019. The special election, by rule, can be scheduled by the Council between 62 and 72 days after it's formally approved, or at the next general election, which is next April. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Village of Waterford currently contracts for weekly garbage and bi-weekly recycling collection, and its provider, John's Disposal, has proposed a move to weekly recycling. The total cost would be $21,432, which breaks down to a dollar per household each month or $12 a year. Village leaders want to hear from citizens through an online survey. It's just two questions. Would you support weekly recycling, and would you support paying another dollar a month for that weekly recycling? The Racine Unified School Board recently decided to subscribe to a state-of-the-art cloud-based service from Emerald Data Solutions that provides a means of immediate online publishing and revising of agenda items, support documents, policies, and procedures, while also cutting down on the need for paper. Tim Peltz, the district's chief information officer, called it very transparent, while also giving Racine Unified an option for the future.
We'll own the digital content if the board ever chooses to go a different direction down the road. So we'd be able to migrate that content to a different provider, or if you choose to print.
The annual subscription fee for Racine Unified and Board Docs Pro is $10,000. A nearly two-year and $19 million expansion and remodeling of Kenosha's Brookside Care Center, the county-owned nursing home, is more than halfway complete. Additions of an assisted living facility and memory care center and renovations to the dining facilities, skilled nursing areas, and the short-term rehab center. For part of the construction process, Brookside's 140 residents were moved into a newly completed area, where they'll stay temporarily until the entire project is done, sometime early next year, according to Brookside Director Fran Petrick.
The new construction is absolutely beautiful. The design is just wonderful. When residents were moved in for the first time, some of them were actually tearful because it was so beautiful. And that made us all very happy, because that's what this is all about. It's about the residents.
Petrick says the overall goal of the project is to create a continuum of care and allow Brookside to increase its roster by about 10 beds. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will hold his next listening session on Wednesday, July 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Town of Norway's Colonel Hegg Hall on Hegg Park Road in Wind Lake. As usual, a few staff members and department heads may also attend, as well as local officials. Any subject pertaining to Racine County is fair game, whether it's a question or a comment. With the 2018 budget process about to get started, Delagrave notes that citizen comments are important. The next scheduled listening session will be August 23rd at Caledonia's New Village Hall. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.